County sports tradition. Coach's Roundtable live from Hy-Vee on North Main in Canton. Breakfast and sports conversation on the Coach's Roundtable Football Edition. Broadcast sponsors include Art Hostler Auto Plaza, Spoon River Animal Clinic, Y-Rock Florist, State Farm Insurance Agent Tom Conklin, Mid-American National Bank, Farm King, GM Mechanical, Lozier Oil Company, Perkins Seed House, Haynes Physical Therapy, Platts Printing, Facet Nerds on Call, Mid-Century Fiber, and the Hy-Vee Food Store on North Main in Canton. Take WBYS with you wherever you go. Visit 1560WBYS.com for streaming online or download the free app. Sports Saturday and Coaches Roundtable on WBYS. Next with Leon Groover, live from Hy-Vee.
AM 1560 WBYS, the voice of Fulton County, and if you are listening and you're thinking that's not Leon Groover, it is not. He is on his way to Champaign as he is going to the Illini-Purdue football game. Should be a good football game today, and I do have a friend whose son is the backup quarterback at Purdue, Elijah Sindelar, so good luck to both the Boilermakers. And the Illini today should be a great Big Ten basketball game. I'm already getting myself ready for the winter with those cooler temperatures, but the football game today. But some of the scores from around the area last night in the fresh soft football game, Canton 38, Limestone 12. The Little Giants with a big win last night, 44-14 the final score at the varsity level as they improved to 6-1. Also, a big upset last night, Dunlap over Metamora at Metamora, 23-13. It was Morton 49, East Peoria 12. Washington doubling up Pekin 42-21. From the Prairie Land, the Blue Division, in the championship game, Farmington edged Elmwood Broomfield 36-29, giving the Trojans their first loss of the season. Farmington improving to 7-0. It was Havana. The co-op over Illini West, 32-22. West Prairie Bushnell, 52. Peoria Heights Quest, 28. From the Black Division of the Prairie Land, Lewistown, 56. A-Town, 12. Rochville Industry, 29. South Fulton, 14. Knoxville, 57. North Fulton, nothing. Quincy Notre Dame, 42. Macomb, 42-22. And it was Mercer County 48, Vicksville West Central 26, 42-7, Anawan Weathersfield over Cambridge Ridgewood, 34-7, Stark County over United, Princeville over Rovermid County 23-0. It was in a shootout, Champaign Central 51, Peoria Notre Dame 49, Normal West 56, Manual 6, played at Peoria Stadium, Richwood's fallen to Bloomington 34-33. DMAC 35-2. Chicago Tech Academy at Chillicothe IBC will be played today. Also, Danville will be at Peoria today as well. Tremont falling to El Paso 42-12. Rock Island 55, East Moline 14. And another shootout, Quincy 49, Moline 46. And Galesburg got past Rock Island Alderman 28-7. And did we have the wrong final score of the Lewistown game?
I'm not sure. I thought it was 55, but I can't remember, to be honest with you.
Like me, I
55-56, it's all good.
And that is Aaron Winkler. We're gonna take a break here, and we'll be back and talk to Darren Winkler, the head coach of the Lewistown Indians, right after this.
Here's the scoop on something to tempt your sweet tooth. It's Your Churn. It's a new premium ice cream with deliciously decadent flavors. Indulge yourself. Take home It's Your Churn premium ice cream today.
Stop into your Canton Hy-Vee today and satisfy your sweet tooth with It's Your Churn ice cream, a new premium ice cream available only at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
The 20% off sale event is going on now at Art Hostler Auto Plaza in Canton. That's right, you heard it. Receive over 20% off MSRP on select new models while supplies last at Art Hostler Auto Plaza. Check out the great deal on a 2016 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Truck. MSRP, $44,070. Just $32,988 during this 20% off sales event. See the sales staff at Art Hostler Auto Plaza today. Great deals are waiting for you. Get it all during the 20% off sales event at Art Hostler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main Street in Canton.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
Create your vision. Looking for banners, signs, vehicle graphics, custom wallpaper, or screen printing for everything from t-shirts to signs? Maybe business cards or marketing materials are all you need. In this fast-paced world, Travis and his team at Platts Printing stand above the rest by producing a superior quality product backed by friendly, professional, efficient service, timeliness, and expertise. If you can think it, we can print it. Platts Printing, 141 East Vernon Street in Farmington, 228-1069.
For Leon Gruber this morning, Darren Winkler, the head coach of Lewistown. Big win last night, 3-4 now the record, but beating A-Town 56-12, and looks like you got things rolling early.
Yeah, we kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start, but, you know, I don't know that we were really grooved in when we came out of the locker room, and, you know, I think it took us a few plays to kind of get going, but, you know, once we got our feet, you know, back on the ground, got established a little bit, you know, the offense kind of rolled pretty well, and our defense played well in the first possession, too. So, and, you know, once we got everything clicking on all cylinders, things kind of rolled on from there.
And talking a little bit with you before you coming on, you guys are just, it's been, you're like a play or two away in each game that you've played from winning.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've got three, four losses. You know, two of them we lost by a touchdown, and the other game was double overtime. It was an extra point, you know, from a win. And, you know, a lot of years those are the games that we win, and this year they haven't gone our way. And that's just kind of the way things are in life, you know. Sometimes things don't go your way, sometimes they do. And all you can do is put yourself in a position to, you know, succeed at the highest possible level during those times. And, you know, those three games, we just didn't do that, so.
Now, tell us a little bit about last night's ball game.
Well, you know, Abington's always a scrappy team, and any time we play them, it's always a hard-hitting, tough game, and it was last night as well, you know. Trey Miller got off to a great start last night. I think he ended up with 242 yards on the ground, and I think we had close to 330 on the ground total. And, you know, once you can establish the run, it kind of helps open the pass up. But they were doing some things in the passing game that they were giving us open areas, And you know, we had a hard time completing passes early, short passes. We were floating them a little bit. So, you know, once we got settled down a little bit and we started going down the field, hit some of those soft under areas, and you know, we had some success throwing the ball. So,
And throwing the ball, especially early, sometimes kids come out, the adrenaline's flowing for a football game, and it's just getting that under control a lot of times, too.
Yeah, exactly, especially with high school kids, you know. And it's not like college or pro where you come out and they're just grooved right in. I mean, sometimes it takes them, you know, a few plays to settle down, you know, see what's going on. And also, you know, for us to make changes if the opposing team comes out in anything different than we're not expecting for film study. So, you know, last night we didn't see anything different. And, you know, it was everything that we worked on throughout the week. So it was just a matter of settling down and making plays, doing our responsibilities.
Now, what were some of the big plays that maybe stood out last night?
You know, I don't even know. I mean, I thought our defense played pretty well, you know, hold them down in the first half. If I had to say that probably the most impressive thing we did last night, Abington scored with about, I'm not sure exactly what the time was. It was probably 2:20, something like that left, maybe 2 minutes. And we got the ball back, and we'd won the toss. And I always like to defer to the second half. So I think that first possession after halftime is really important. So, but we had the ball. We had two timeouts, and we marched ahead. Well, one of the best drives we've had in years. I mean, really took care of the ball. The clock management was excellent. We had two timeouts. Only had to use one. And we had a hit Will LeGrand for a nice pass over the middle. with 9 seconds on the clock. I think there was three left in the half when he scored. And we got that two-point conversion. And you know, I mean, it was a beautiful, it's the way a first half is supposed to end. You know, and if they could have drives like that every time, I told them to have to. You do that all the time. This job's a lot easier for me, so I'll have a lot less gray hair. But it was an excellent drive. I thought our kids did a great job. Our line did a great job. You know, Trey Miller had a couple big runs there, and he was smart enough to get out of bounds, you know, and save our timeout. And, you know, then we came back there with 9 seconds to go, and we were on about the 30. And then, you know, we had a play that was perfect for what they were sitting in defensively, and we sent Will LeGrand down the middle on a skinny post, sort of, you know, and he was wide open, and Duncan put it right on the money, and Will took it in the end zone, and it was a really good conclusion of the first half.
And when you can end like that, like you said, and then you get the ball coming out in the third quarter, that's big.
Yeah, and I think the first or second play, Trey Miller took it, gosh, I don't know, 60, 64 yards, I think, for a touchdown. And, you know, that's a two-touchdown swing right there, you know, before they even touch the ball again. And so that's big momentum for us, and it's a big deflation for the opposing team.
Now, next week, who do you guys?
We're down at Havana.
Okay.
So, Stone Axe game. So, and I'd like to congratulate Coach McCormick at Havana. You know, Coach McCormick,
a big win for him.
He played at Lewiston. He coached with us back in the 90s. And, yeah, he got a big win last night in the Illini West. And, you know, congratulations to him and his staff. And it's going to make this ball game a good game, I think, Friday night. So they'll be feeling good, and our kids will too. And, you know, Lewiston-Havana is always a big rivalry. So, you know, it should be a fun atmosphere down there.
And Illini West, you know, that's a program that has a name and hasn't really...
They do a good job over there. It's a good program. But, you know, that's one of those things. I think, you know, when they were Carthage, they were phenomenal. When they were Northwestern La Harp, they were phenomenal. I mean, there were times that those two met in the state championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we played Carthage at the second round of state playoffs in 2000. And I think we were the only team that scored on that year in the playoffs. And they played Northwestern La Harp in the state championship game. And the final score was 14-0. So, you know, I mean, they were two established programs. And I don't know. Sometimes I think maybe, you know, when you lose that name and you lose that mm-hmm. small town, I mean, sometimes I think that can work to your disadvantage as well as your advantage. You know, you kind of lose your identity a little bit. But, they're a good program down there. And I know they got good kids, fast kids, because mm-hmm. I see them in track all the time. So I know a lot of those Illini West names. But, Coach McCormick, his staff did a great job. You know, that's a great, great signature win for him.
Now, you get them next week. What can you tell us a little bit about them?
Well, they're bigger, you know. They're a power type football team. They're not a big throwing team, you know. So, we're going to have to make sure that we, you know, keep them in, try and get them in third and long situations where force them to throw, you know, defensively. And they run the same kind of stuff we've been seeing here like the last two or three weeks. So it won't be a lot of changes for us in practice. Defensively, I haven't studied them on film much at all. So we'll do that today and tomorrow. And get the game plan ready to go. We got Monday off for Columbus Day, so that's, you know, another day we can use for film study and before practice on Monday afternoon. So, you know, we'll have the game plan in place by Monday morning, hopefully, and get to work Monday.
And Havana, which you don't have to worry about in that type of a game. It's a rivalry game, so you don't have to worry about your kids looking forward to the last game of the year.
Every time we play, it's the Super Bowls who we're playing that week. I mean, you know, we don't look ahead. You know, you don't have time to look ahead. You look ahead, that's when you get beat.
Exactly.
So, you know, we got to take care of right now. The most important game in the world is this week at Havana, and we're going to approach it as such and get back to work on Monday and hope we have a good week of practice. The weather's starting to cool off, so it's making practice much more enjoyable. And, our kids will work hard. They always do. And, we'll hopefully go out Friday night and play well.
And you always, I know, even in the playoff seasons, you always talked about one step on the ladder at a time.
Yeah.
And you're kind of in that situation right now, being 3-4. You know, you need to win out to really qualify for the playoffs.
Exactly. You know, if we win out, we'll have enough points to get in. You know, right now the next the most important step on the ladder is Savannah, and then we'll handle with week 9, you know, with Farmington there. Playing very well right now. Had a great win last night against Elmwood. I congratulate Coach Vallis as well. He's done a great job with that program, and he's got it going in the right direction. So you know, but we got another week for us to worry about him. So
exactly,
Havana this week. So.
And of course, it's kind of nice having a coach that is coaching a team that you're playing next that worked with you at Havana. So you kind of know each other, which that can be both good and bad.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, John McCormick, he went to St. Louis and graduated from here, and you know, he coached with us in the 90s, and then he took the job at South Fulton. And so we coached against him when he was at South Fulton, and then he was at Bushnell and had him and David Roddus, who's the head coach at West Prairie now. And David Roddus, he played for us as well and coached with us. And, you know, so, I mean, there's always been that connection, you know, and now John's at Havana, you know, so, I mean, this is nothing new. You know, he's been coaching an awful long time. I think he's been a head coach probably 4 or 5 years longer than I have been. So, you know, but yeah, John's a great guy and does a good job with his program. So, you know, we're going to have to prepare. I'm sure he'll have wrinkles for us, and as well, any good coach will, you know. So we'll have to prepare this week and be ready and be ready to play Friday night.
Darren Winkler, the head coach of Lewistown, a big win last night over Raytown, 56-12, the final score. Again, congratulations, Darren.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Coach's Roundtable in just a moment.
Your local community bank is Mid-America National Bank. I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer, and we're proud to serve.
I'm Mitch Coonrod, Commercial Ag Loan Officer. We've been involved with community events since 1933. Our employees, stockholders, and directors are all local, and we invest locally. Look around at the next game. You'll see someone with a connection to Mid-America.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Tune in to WBYS weekdays at 7:25 for the Kettle Drive Sports Trivia Contest. Your chance to win a pork chop sandwich, chips, and soda from the Kettle Drive Meat Company, 145 North 5th Avenue in Canton, where they have the lowest everyday prices around. Test your sports knowledge and win a free lunch with the Kettle Drive Sports Trivia Contest, weekdays at 7:25 on WBYS.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
One-size-fits-all web design companies are a computer hacker's dream come true. Hack one? You can hack them all. Facet Technologies will design, build, and secure a website for your business that is uniquely yours and a hacker's worst nightmare. Security-focused, mobile-friendly. Brian Ford, president of Facet Technologies.
It's true tech peace of mind that lets you relax.
Getting hacked can cost you a bundle. Don't risk it. Get Facet.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
A trip to the zoo. Very nice, Jordan. Nikki, what did you do on your summer vacation?
I outfitted my drone with a camera, then reconfigured our Wi-Fi to facilitate my GPS geographic study.
Oh, at the zoo?
Kids who get the tech need to do their back-to-school shopping at the store that gets the tech. Nerds on Call. New laptops and accessories, backpacks, drones, computer tune-ups, even Raspberry Pi. Back to school is very cool at Nerds on Call, a Facet company. Find locations at coolestnerds.com.
Welcome back to Coach's Roundtable. I'm Mark Bixler and Kent McDowell joining us from Canton. And Kent, a big win last night. Last week got you the 5 wins to qualify for the playoffs, but last night getting a 44-14 win gave you the 6 wins, which means you're in the playoffs now.
Right, yeah. It was kind of a, you know, nice relief in that respect. on the other side of that coin, you know, we knew that, you know, Limestone was going to come out swinging. They're on a three-game losing streak, and it's not indicative of their record's not indicative of the team they have. You know, they're a good football team, and we knew they'd come out swinging and punch us in the mouth a few times, and we just had to take advantage of our opportunities. The one thing that we wanted to do last night that we talked about all week was cut down on our penalties, and obviously that went in one ear and out the other. We played a lot of penalties again. We just have a knack of shooting ourselves in foot. I don't know whether it's kind of a motivator for some of our kids or what, but gosh darn, you know, we got to really work hard on that in the next couple games, because you can't play like that in the playoffs and get very far. So, you know, we have some things we have to work on.
Now, tell us a little bit about last night's game. I know it got off to kind of a slow start, but then once the ball got rolling, it just kind of snowballed.
Well, defensively, it came off to, you know, really good start. You know, we immediately intercepted a pass, and I think that was Little Lucas, I think, got that interception, and then we proceeded to penalize ourselves into a 4th and 26. Clint, we came out throwing. Clint threw a ball that was tipped and tipped away from Cammy, and that would have gone for big yards had that ball made it there. And they made a good defensive play on that. Then we started with a couple penalties and set ourselves back a ways. And offensively, we started a little bit slower. I think our second possession, and we finally got things going. And we scored, and defense had a little bit of a letdown, and we let them back in it again, let them score. So it was 8-7, and then we started back going down playing football. And defensively, we shut them off, and we started rolling. And I think, I'm not sure how much yards Jace had. It didn't look like he had very much, and all of a sudden he started, you know, I'm sure he had over 100 yards and scored a couple more touchdowns. And that offensive line and our blocking backs just, you know, started ripping holes open. They were trying to outflank us defensively, which was fine because we started just ripping them up the middle. And, you know, Clint had some nice runs and ran that offense, you know, very, very well last night. Our spin, our inside spin game really worked well. And then they started loading the box, and we let Jace go to the outside again. So it was a cat-and-mouse game for a while. And again, any time that we didn't score or had a breakdown offensively, it's because of ourselves. You know, we just have a knack of shooting ourselves in the foot with penalties.
Going into last night's game, a three-way tie for first with Washington and Morton,
right,
and Canton. Coming out last night, Metamora, not Morton. But
got beat, yeah.
Washington and Canton both picking up wins, still a tie. Dunlap going into Metamora, beats Metamora 23-13. Was that a little bit of a surprise?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess. If I sit here and say no, then people will say, oh, you know, you're 2020 hindsight, you know, is... Dunlap scares me every year. And I know they lost their offensive line and they've had a kind of rough go. Coach Caswell, he's a heck of a coach. I don't know. I thought that game could have gone either way, personally. Did I think it was going to be a 10-point spread? Not at all. But did I think that Dunlap had the ability to beat him? Absolutely. And they did it. I mean, they ran behind Washington all night long. You know, they've got speed over there, and had they been able to get the ball where they needed to be, they may have beaten Washington, you know. So they made Washington's game, that game, you know, very competitive. We're in the position that I'd love to be in, personally, and I think Coach, I can speak for Coach, you know, Pearson, I mean, he's the same way. We don't want people to lose and move back into something. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to go forward. And we want to get in the ring, and we want to start throwing punches, and we want to knock somebody out. We want to, our destiny's in our own hands. And we've told the kids that over and over. And these kids understand, and they accept that, too. And I think they agree with that. We don't worry about what Washington does. We don't worry about what Metamora does. I mean, would a Metamora win be more beneficial to us? Yeah, probably, you know, in the long run. But because we yet have to play Dunlap. You know, when you play the big three up front, that everybody says, well, that, you know, you got to get that schedule changed. I don't think I'd have it any other way, Mark, because now we get by those three. We come out of there pretty much unscathed. We, you know, come out 2-1, and in our minds, we should be 3-0 coming out of that big three, but now you just unleash the big three, let them beat up the rest of the conference,
right,
because you haven't played them yet.
Right.
And once you beat them, you know, that just fires them up, you know, and that big three will go out, and they're going to start stomping on people and you know, soften them up for you. But because I'm going to tell you something. This limestone,
Morton,
and Dunlap swing is not cave. This is the three games that scare me to death every year. Because they just, this limestone's always got speed. They don't like us. We don't like them. It's all, and you could tell last night that there's, you know,
Morton, they
got Barry, you know, from their side of view. Morton, we do not like them. They do not like us. That's going to be, you know, a fist fight. Achilles always here. Then we go to Dunlap and play on their rug, and they've got all that speed, you know, and regardless of what anybody says about them, you know, they have a great coaching staff over there and good athletes. So that's going to be a tough game. But being that said, and put that aside, I don't care about them at this point. The only thing that we're focused on right now is our next Super Bowl.
And that's
a senior night, so we're assuredly our kids are going to be up. So you don't have to get them excited about this game.
Well, and I think you what you said was key was that you control your own destiny, pretty much.
Correct.
As far as what happens, what you do depends on what you do.
Right. It doesn't matter who wins or loses behind us or in front of us. It doesn't matter. What matters is that we continue to win and do the things that we do well. And I think last night, you know, I think we had a little lull, which is fine. I mean, if we're going to have a lull, we had at least let's have a quarter of it instead of a game of it. You know, and I think that's what happened to us last night. But again, I tell you, a key factor in my mind was that when you get Nathan Petty back now, and I said this last week, he was going to be a force. He come in and played some defense. He started on offense. He got some pancakes, which means he handled his man very well offensively. He got some key plays in on defense. And Garrett, his brother, was able to get a rest on offense, and he played out of his mind on defense. So, and again, our linebacker, he saw the game last night. Our kids were cut. They were bleeding. They were bruised. They were limping. I mean, it was a dogfight out there. It always is when we play limestone. But our kids, they had, you know, grins on their faces. They just love fights like that. I mean, they just live for those things. And that's what you love about this group because they're so blue-collar. They're purple-collar. And these are the type of games that our kids thrive on.
And it's going to be another game like that Friday night.
Oh, it's going to be
right here.
It's going to be a prize fight. You know, it's going to be, you know, the Ollie Frazier, you know, thing and the Thrill of Manila. And we beat them pretty soundly last year, but they didn't go away.
Uh-huh.
They kept coming back at their place, and they will. They'll do the same thing here, you know. Yet today, right now, even though we're ranked, they have no respect for us. And the kids know that. And the kids have to earn respect. And that, again, that's why we impress upon them that we control our destiny. We care not who does what in front of us or behind us, but we have to continue to win. We have to continue to hit people in the mouth. We have to continue to do the things that we do well.
And I think two things. One, you're at the top of the middle line eye, which puts a bullseye on you as well. Now your state rank, which puts another bullseye on you, and a point that you made as well, a lot of schools, there is no respect for Canton.
Right.
And, you know, so that's a bullseye
right
there. So you've got three bullseyes right on the back of each kid's player.
We're in the smallest school. Mm-hmm. I've said this over and over again. I'm not whining about it. I kind of take this as, I think the kids do too, as a badge of honor.
Yeah.
That we're the smallest school in the middle line. We play nothing but 5, 6A, 7, 8 teams, you know. And we go in the summer, you know, we go to lineman challenges. I take these kids to, you know, Rochester, play state champion caliber teams, and we played against worked out with a team out of St. Louis, worked out with Peoria Central. You know, these are class teams, and our kids hold their. People don't see these things in the summer or in the spring. Our linemen, they stand up with these, and we've won lineman challenges. Canton, Illinois, Canton linemen, you know. So we are a tough group. These kids are a tough group, and we've done this for two or three years.
And this is one of the bigger lines that Canton's had in a while, too.
It is, but it's also one of the strongest that we've had. And these kids work their tails off, and every week, you know, you always have, and again, I can't say enough about, you know, catch him in the petties and Aaron Evans, you know, a sophomore right there in the middle. You know, he's got, you know, he's had his lumps. And, of course, Nathan Miller had a great game on both of his pull last night. Excuse me. And, again, Gage, you know, Gage can have a great game, and sometimes it just goes unsuspected because you expect that from him. You know, you just don't. Gage, I don't know that Gage really stands out a lot of times on defense and offense, but all of a sudden out of nowhere, he'll blast somebody and knock them out of their shoes, you know, on either side of the ball. He did that last night. He blocked so much better last night, I thought, than he had in the past because he really concentrated on that last night. And they were doing some things that forced him to, that's when we wanted to get outside. It was because Gage got us outside, you know, so, and Nathan the same, you know, so. I can go on and on about these guys, but then you got Bryce, you know, back here. Bryce Adams blocks well. Clint Wells is a heck of a blocker, and people don't realize that. And so is that, you know, Drake Yerbick. So all those kids that come in and play offense, it doesn't matter. And Jace, you know, Jace is a great blocker. And then you got Cade on the outside, you know, our wide receivers block well. They're tough kids, you know. Our wide receivers are like tight ends, you know. And, so across the whole board, the 11 of those kids, if you're going to play offense in Canton, Illinois, you better know how to block, or you're not going to be on the field. And so our kids are stepping up and doing the things they have to do. And what the biggest compliment we get from other opposing teams is, we have never been hit so hard offensively all year. So our offense plays like defense. You know, Coach Pearson, gets the kids where they're going to be, so they understand all that, and they don't have to think. They just go. And then I kind of work on technique and tweak some things, you know, double teams and stuff like that. So it's kind of a really nice combination, you know, for the kids. And you can really see the difference. I mean, they come after you, you know, with so much aggression on offense, which is something we haven't had for a long time. But you take away, it's that KISS method, you know, the coaching. You know, keep it simple, stupid, and we've kept it as simple as we can for the kids. The kids really responded to that, and man, do they go after people.
We appreciate your taking time and stopping and chatting with us. A big win last night, qualifying, or a win that puts you for sure in the playoffs. Five wins, not necessarily, but it qualifies you. But six wins, you're in the playoffs. 44-14, a win. Good luck next Friday night against Morton.
Thank you very much, Mark, and I hope everybody comes out. We've had great support from the community, and we just this is a big one. This is a big Super Bowl game for us. You know, we'd love to have a ton of people out here when we play Morton. It's senior night.
I was just going to say, it is senior night, so come out and support the group of seniors out there that are playing for Canton, the Little Giants.
Thank you, Mark. Thank WBYS for your great support also.
And that is Kent McDowell, an assistant coach with the Canton Little Giants. We appreciate your stopping by and chatting with us. Toby Vallis, the head coach of Farmington, will be joining us after the break. Back with more after this.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairie Land Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online. Online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Let's go deep on it and just kill that thing and be done with it. Back at Canton Hy-Vee for Coach's Roundtable, Toby Vallis, the head football coach at Farmington, joining us. And a big win last night as you go to 7-0. You win the Blue Division of the Prairie Land with the win, because that last night really was the championship game. And what a game it was, 36-29. It was one of those games that it looked like you had it clearly in your fold, and it's fourth and short. You decide to go for a fourth down. You go for it, and Elmwood Brimfield holds you. And then they take it down, and I think it was on one play, one or two, the second play from scrimmage or something, and then scored. It
took them six plays.
Six plays, okay.
Six plays and killed a ton of clock.
Yeah. Which was a good thing.
Well, yeah, our defense saved us by making that a long drive for them. So.
But then they came back, got the ball back, and you guys come up with a big interception at the end of the ball game that,
absolutely,
that holds the win, keeps the win in your favor, and you go to 7-0 with two games left across non-conference games, and you win the Blue Division.
You know, I always tell our kids, there's somebody's going to make mistakes, and your teammate's going to pick you up. Well, it just happened to be me screwing up this time. So, but no, we were able to do it. But, you know, I originally wanted to punt it.
Uh-huh.
My assistants, who I should fire, all told me to go for it. That's because they're all 20-something. You know, they haven't lived enough life yet to know that this is how you get fired. But if the kids wanted to go for it, they were sure. And I've got comments in my kids. They wanted to go for it. They wanted to run the ball, so we did. I wanted to throw a bomb and just kill that whole thing and be done with the game. But we ran it because they seemed that that's what they wanted to do. And I like their enthusiasm. I like their, and not their fault. I signed off on it. We did it, and it did go. But you know what? We won the game.
We won the game.
Yep,
that's all that matters. And as I said, it was a great football game. I mean, it was a knockdown, drag-out fight. Ultimately, a lot of times I'm with and Farmington play, it's the last team that has the ball that wins. Not so last night, fortunately for you guys, because they did have the ball at the end.
Sure.
That's the chance to potentially get to within a point. If they kick it, it goes to overtime. If they get the touchdown, which they did not, or if they go for two, they would get the win.
But if we get the interception, we win, and that's what happened.
That's what happened, and that's exactly. What were some of the highlights of the ball game for you?
I thought we had a lot of guys step up. You know, Jonas Easel, Jake Settle, Gavin Garcia, those three guys, hey, among others, they've been on that much maligned defense for us that last year took a lot of criticism for this and that. And you know what? They played great. Those three guys have been leaders all year. They don't get enough credit. You know, Richard, we've talked a ton about Dylan Hayden. He's obviously done. He's spectacular. He's one of the best players I've ever coached, I think. But Eric Higgs he's an absolute star out there. And we haven't even talked much about him this year, I don't feel like. But he dominated the game. And I thought anytime we needed something, he got it for us. So.
And
all our receivers.
I was listening to the ball game quite a bit, and he came up with a couple huge pass receptions last night.
Oh yeah, he did. Ethan Kennicott had a huge game. Judd Anderson, Jacob Urez had big catches for us. So all of our guys. But I thought the key was we were able to loosen them up doing that, and we got Evan Marion loose for a lot of yards and a lot of time consuming plays out of him, which is what we've needed to do all year, and we were able to do it against them. Was great. You know, the first time we ran that counter, I mean, it opened up, and Evan, I think, had a 20-yard run to kick it off. I think that really helped us rebound.
Well, and anytime you can get your passing game in gear, that opens up your running game.
Yeah, we're lucky for us because our passing game has been in gear seven times, so that's the good thing this year.
And 7-0, you next week go to A-Town in a crossover game, and then the week after that you go to Lewistown for
sure.
Another crossover game, but tell us a little bit about A-Town.
I don't know much. I've been, I really know nothing. I haven't looked at it. I know the Quinn brothers are family friends of my wife, know them very well. But I haven't looked at anything yet. I've looked at nothing. I know a little bit about Lewiston just because I'm here every week with Coach Winkler and stuff. I know they're very dangerous, but I really don't know much yet. So I will. That's tomorrow morning's project.
Project tomorrow morning. So, but at 7-0, there's no guarantee you get a home game, but there's a good possibility. Even if you would lose with both games, which chances of that happening are probably very slim at this point. But
Atlanta West. You never know. I guess
whenever you line up to play football, any team is dangerous.
Absolutely.
And you know, I mean, any sport for that matter. When you go out on the court, you got to play the game. There's no question about that.
I tell our kids all the time: either you get better or you get worse. We're either going to put our foot on the gas or we're going to put our foot on the brake. We got to decide what we want to do this week. I know what I want to do,
right?
But can they motivate themselves to do it? And this group's played with such confidence this year. It's just that's why you coach football. You want to see the confidence come out in kids, and you can just see it out of those guys this year, and it's been great.
Now, tell us, you're 7-0, obviously, a great, great season thus far. When, and I haven't looked at the records, this is just coming to the top of my head, with two games left, a couple games away from an undefeated regular season, when is the last time that happened?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
Well, I know Judd Anderson and Cade Lansford's dads were on a team, I think that went undefeated in the 80s. I don't know the year. I want to say 83. I don't know if those guys are that old or not. If they're listening, it's probably bad if I'm off. But
I know when I was doing, before Dakota took over, when I was doing Farmington games, I had all of that with me, but I can't, I'm thinking off the top of my head, I can't remember.
The 83 team went undefeated, I know that, but I don't think since then this has happened. So.
But as I said, you've got two games left, and you've got to play
Absolutely.
Those games, and you've got to keep, the kids have to keep their heads in the ball game.
And Lewiston is a super dangerous
right.
team. I haven't watched much on Abington, but I know that Lewiston is a super dangerous team. I know their coach, he's a little wily. Our kids love him because they know him from track, but you've got to watch out for him. So.
Now, what have been, with being 7-0, what's been some of the highlights of this year?
I just think seeing the kids come together this year, kids step up. Great example last night. Hunter Bittner is a kid that started for us early in the year. I put him in a bad situation. He's a sophomore, playing varsity, which is hard enough, but moved into the line from the backfield, which is super hard. But we needed him, and he stepped in and did a great job. We needed him again last night. We stepped in. He played the entire game at linebacker and played great for us. That's what you want to see out of kids. Jacob Smith made a game-saving pass defense last night, broke up a pass, and he was a kid that was down himself because they caught a pass earlier. But you'd love to see a kid come back and do that. Caleb Gilstrap, a kid that came out, and I thought maybe he'll play a little bit of receiver. He is a hard-hitting, physical defender, reads his keys. It's just he's become something that I don't even think he knew he could do, and that's what you want to see out of kids when they grow up.
Defensively, both Elmwood Grinfield and Farmington in years past have struggled with stopping the other side. Last night, I thought both teams made some key stops at times when they really needed to make stops.
Absolutely, they did a nice job on us. Obviously, you know, I said, my old coordinator, he said, I can't believe it because he thinks we should score every time we touch the ball, you know, which is what you want. But they're pretty good, too. You know, I mean, they're very good. That 45 for them, the running back, his name escaped. The Harkness kid, he is a ton. I mean, he's just a ton. Hard to block, carries the ball. He's a load either, you know, either side. He's a blocking machine. He's the kind of kid you'd love to have on your team because you could do so much with him.
And Todd Hollis. You know, I mean, he's done so much for that program that they're in the playoff hunt year in, year out, and I know that's something you want to have Farmington in that position, that every
Absolutely.
Year you guys are in the playoff
hunt
year in and year out.
That's the thing, you know. My wife and her parents told me after the game, don't do that, because as soon as we got down, I started thinking, how are we going to beat these guys next year? You know, take a few days and enjoy it. You know, take this season and enjoy it. Move on to the next opponent, you know.
Or next year, you might play in the playoffs again.
You never know.
Have you thought about, I mean, you've got two regular season games left, and I understand that, but have you thought about the playoffs at all at this point?
No. I thought about Abington. That's about it.
The right thing.
We'll start thinking about Abington Sunday. I always tell my coaches, take Saturday until Saturday night. Don't even think about football. review the film, you know, take time with your family or your wife or whatever, your girlfriend, whatever you want to do. And then Sunday we'll look at it and do stuff. I tell our kids, Saturday's for you, Sunday's for your family. We don't do any football stuff. I think people need their families more than ever today, and I know I need mine. I want to spend time with them, so that's what we do.
When I get done with this, my mom's in town. I'm going to pick her up and meeting my wife and stepson up at west of Farmington. That's one of the sites up there, so that is important.
Yep.
No question. So, Toby, again, congratulations. Now 7-0 on the regular season, and more important, well, equally as important, Blue Division champions of the Prairie Land. So that puts you in the playoffs regardless.
Absolutely.
So congratulations again.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
We appreciate your coming by. Toby Vallis, head coach at Farmington. We'll be back with more of Coach's Roundtable in just a moment.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Tom Conklin in Farmington help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Tom and his team handling your auto, home, renters, and life insurance, you'll have more time and money for everything else. That's money Tom can help you put towards a college savings plan or your retirement. Call State Farm agent Tom Conklin today at 245-4243 or check out his website at conklinsf.com and get to a better state with State Farm.
Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com for faster-than-fast internet service from Mid-Century Fiber. While there, check out the lock-in-your-price-for-life offer, pricing, and more. Or call 778-8611. To experience this next-generation technology, Mid-Century Fiber needs to hear from you. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com today and be part of the faster-than-fast fiberhood. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
And welcome back to Coach's Roundtable. I'm Mark Fixler, and Elliot Craig, the head coach of North Fulton, joining us. And last night, not a great night for the Wildcats.
No.
Rolling to Knoxville, 57-0.
Yeah, they're very good. I mean, they had already clinched the Black Division. They had won 4 in a row. This win makes it 5 in a row. They're very big, very physical. Knew that going into the game from film and all those types of things. They're just very good at what they do, and they kind of wear you down. And, they got a lot of kids out. They reap the benefits of Havana and Heights co-oping to join and come down into the small division. So they've literally played 5 1A schools this year out of their first 7 games. So they'll, I'm sure, see when they get to 2A that it's a little bit of a different schedule. But, they got a good team, and, we kind of struggled last night. We had 2 starters that didn't play, another 3rd starter go down early in the game. And, we just don't have a lot of depth, unfortunately, with our numbers to overcome those type of things.
Well, and another situation that took place unless you want to talk about it, but as far as an ejection, you weren't there either.
No. There is currently no appeal process through the IHSA. Principal and I spent considerable time Monday and yesterday. I even came across a video evidence of what had happened, and even though the IHSA agreed with everything that we presented, the current bylaw does not allow for appeals whatsoever. Player, coach, whatever they deem that, you know, you can't throw flags on fans, and you certainly can't assess them to the team, and you certainly can't assess them to anybody else. So, you know, victim of being in the wrong spot, the wrong time with the wrong crew and whatever. You know, we do have, we had a conference meeting as ADs and principals on Wednesday. A fellow team in our conference had a similar situation a couple weeks ago. That principal is a very sports-minded individual that is putting together a bylaw change and proposal, and hopefully, I guess my hope is, I guess if it takes me getting, I'll use the word hosed over, probably better for your radio station, hosed over for change to occur around the state so it doesn't happen to other coaches, then so be it. You know, Coach Brewer and Coach Irwin and Coach Schmidt did a good job. They did everything we put in all week, game plan, man, still practice, you're still there. You're just not able to be there on Friday night at all. Through watching film and whatever, I thought the first quarter we played really, really hard and moved the ball a little bit, and it took them actually 21 plays to score their first touchdown. They had a 21-play drive, which is almost unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
We just couldn't quite get the turnover, get off the field on fourth down. But we'll move on. And, you know, we're not going to be playing Week 10, which is unfortunate this year. But like I told the kids this morning, I said, you guys kind of have the decision whether especially you seniors, whether you want to be known as the team that finished 2-7 or the team that finished 4-5. May not seem like a big deal now, but 3, 4, 5, 20 years from now, there is potentially some significance to it, Mark. So we'll see. You know, we have Heights next week, and we'll see what type of attitude the players come to practice with. So.
And I'll just say that there was a couple fans that created a penalty against North Fulton. And as a result of that penalty, bench penalty, you were ejected because of the fans, not anything that happened on the sidelines.
Correct. And the guy that spoke with the IHSA, the two official stories actually didn't even match up, which I find hilarious. The guy, in retrospect, after talking to him, goes, well, it was some guy in camo, and I'm not sure if he was on the sideline or behind the ropes. Whether a guy was in camo or not, I don't know. I was told a guy in an umbrella and some other guy in the stands. Regardless, you still can't assess them to the team, most importantly, in 30 yards of penalties.
Right.
And then you certainly cannot assess. I mean, it's not in the rule book because it's not a rule. It's just probably something you can do. So, okay.
Well, and personally, in most sports, the umpire usually, or the official, usually will get the athletic director or administrator that's in charge.
And I happen to be one of those.
Exactly.
But not when I'm coaching.
Right.
It's completely...
You know, whether it be the principal of the school or Dave Freeman, who's the other AD for Spoon River Valley, or someone else, and then they remove the spectators.
Right, and we've done that. I mean, I've had to do that in other sports as the AD or the person in charge that night if our principal or super isn't there. Done it for 10 years as an AD, fully aware of the what is supposed to occur. Unfortunately, again, under the current bylaw, and this is how ridiculous that the bylaw is with no appeals, if an official writes up a player and throws a player out and writes it up incorrectly, and let's say it was player 63 that actually got thrown out, and they write it up as player accidentally, player 36. Guess who actually has to sit out?
It's 36.
36. And that was a question that my principal and I both asked them. So how would you like us to explain that to that young man and, more importantly, their parents? Good luck with that discussion. Hey, well, that's our current bylaw, blah, 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 blah. Which I understand what he's saying is about. I mean, my hope is, again, we have a principal in our conference that's going to hopefully bring about change, not all official crews are bad, but if they can't recall the story or if they blatantly admit that they had an error and should not have done that, I think that whether it's a kid or a coach ought to be able to have that uplifted so that it's not, you know, because especially in football, I mean, you only have 9 games. It's not basketball or baseball where you're playing 30 and, one doesn't really, I mean, it affects the kid or the coach, but not like it does in football. So
get back to last night's ball game. Tell us a little bit about some of the game.
Like I said, we got the ball first, had a good return, actually got them to jump, then we got a first down, and then we kind of shot ourselves in the foot and moved backwards. They got the ball back. We had to punt. They got the ball. They went 21 plays, eventually scored, and I thought our defense did a good job. We just couldn't get off the field. We then got the ball back, completed a long pass down the sideline. I thought we were going to go down and potentially score and get back in the game. We ended up turning that ball over on downs. And then they went down and scored. It was 27-0 at halftime, to make a long story short. And like I said, we were without 2 of our starters, which is really 4 for us to go in the game, because Johnson and Miller did not play. Miller's most likely done for the year. I'm hoping Johnson can come back this week. And then the in-low kid got hurt early in the game. So really, kind of lost 6 starters there. And, we just couldn't slow down their rushing attack, which, a lot of people have struggled with. Lewiston did a pretty good job. I mean, they still put up 30-some against them, but I thought Lewiston did a pretty good job of slowing them down. That's kind of what you got to do. I mean, they're big, they're physical, their backs run hard. And we just couldn't get anything going offensively. The one positive is we did not have a bunch of turnovers, but we still had some pitch issues, some read issues, some blocking issues at times that set us back a little bit against, again, a good football team that's going to be 2A playoff bound. And, they got a good team, and we just, move on, I guess.
Who do you have next week?
We play Peoria Heights. It'll be at Valley on Friday. It is our JFL night where we announce the JFL kids. Heights, they've put up some points, but they've also given up some points this year. They got a great quarterback. He's probably the best passing quarterback of all 12 teams in the league, statistically speaking. The Bergner kid, he's an all-state baseball pitcher, left-hander. They have statistically probably the best wide receiver in the entire 12-team conference, and Jalen Hughes, a quick little kid that can really do some things when he gets his hands on the ball. So, they did graduate a few kids, but the majority of their team from last year is back. They do have a new head coach who's been on staff, great guy, Garrett Younger, and they've been on their staff, good friends with Garrett, good guy, good coach. And, hopefully, again, I think we can put some points on the board and hopefully limit them, because it's a different style game. They're going to sling the ball 40 times, or at least that's what they've been doing, to where we've seen nothing but the last several weeks. Pound it down your throat, double tight formations, pound it down your throat 40 times. So it'll be a different type of ball game, and we'll definitely do the best we can.
Last night, 57-0 loss for North Fulton against Knoxville. Next week, as you said, playing Peoria Heights Quest. They fell last night 52-28, and we certainly wish you the best of luck next week.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
And that'll do it for today's edition of Coach's Roundtable Leon. We'll be back next week, and hopefully the Illini with a win over Purdue today, as he is there for that ball game in Champaign. That'll do it for this edition of Coach's Roundtable. I'm Mark Mixler. Until next week, so long, everybody.
This has been Coach's Roundtable, a Fulton County tradition of breakfast and sports conversation with area coaches from the Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, and North Fulton. Broadcast sponsors include Art Hostler Auto Plaza, Spoon River Animal Clinic, Y-Rock Florist, State Farm Insurance Agent Tom Conklin, Mid-American National Bank, Farm King, GM Mechanical, Lozier Oil Company, Perkins Seed House, Haynes Physical Therapy, Platts Printing, Facet Nerds on Call, Mid-Century Fiber, and the Hy-Vee Food Store on North Main in Canton, home of Coach's Roundtable. Visit 1560WPYS.com for streaming online and the free Streams app for your iPhone, smartphone, or other devices. This has been a presentation of WPYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM and Prairie Radio Communications, the leader in high school sports coverage.